It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. It's always good to get Fitzgerald in to talk about, you know, just about anything. You know, we have fun when he comes in. We have a good time. Right now, we're going to talk about something that's pretty serious, and that's fire safety with 4th of July coming up and the 24th of July coming up, fire restrictions, and just ways to be safe and do things the right way. Chief, thanks for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
I enjoy coming into your building. It's nice to be here instead of just on the phone.
Most definitely. Absolutely. Most definitely. I think we've missed that. Now, we've got 4th of July coming up and the 24th coming up, and this is always a really tense time sometimes it gets to be with the way fire restrictions are set up and fireworks and things. But, you know, we haven't had a lot of issues, but along the Wasatch Front and places like that, we've had some fire issues already.
And their manpower extensive, so I've been watching them too. That's what we do. I'm here to tell you that our resources are already being stretched, and it's only the end of June. Here comes the firework season, so we have to be very diligent in price so we're not contributing to that statewide problem.
So we're good right now. We're set up right now. And we've got, once again, like I said, we've got the 4th of July just around the corner. And as of right now, Price City has no fireworks restrictions in city limits, correct?
Right. It's one of the things that I review with the mayor every season. This is the first one that I've, since I've been here, of course. Everything's looking good. Our residents are very receptive to the things that we ask, and it's safe. So we are comfortable with no restrictions in Price City right now.
Now, you did, however, say that could change by the time this interview's over.
I could get a phone call. My pager's in my pocket. I could leave and then call you back and say that's changed. And the other thing that could change is our behavior on the 4th could impact what we have to restrict for the 24th. I always think of it that way too.
And what are some safe practices for fireworks, really?
I remember talking to you during Thanksgiving where I'm the buzzkill sometimes.
With the turkey fryer.
Right. You got a good memory. Yeah. I've got two buzzkills. Number one is going to be legal fireworks. So the first thing I have to say is please buy from the stands that are around Price. And they're legal. They're monitored to make sure they stay legal. We just don't have a problem there. Use legal fireworks. That's easy to find out what's legal and what's illegal.
And to be quite honest, I believe last year, I know they did. They patrol the 4th of July.
Yeah, and they are going to be on the
serious
lookout.
Stuff.
Even I'm going to be out and making sure that the city's safe. That's just something that I have to personally do on a holiday. But and the second thing I wanted to bring up, boy, this is going to make me popular, and that is sprinklers. People love those things, and they're so dangerous. So
sparklers.
Sparklers, forgive me.
Sprinklers are okay.
Sprinklers are my friend, right?
Sparklers are not good.
Here, yeah, but yeah, they burn very hot. I want to just remind everybody how dangerous they can be. They're rated at maybe 2,000 degrees at the burn point. And small hands and small people are just unable to understand that until they touch it. So pets and children, they're very dangerous around those. But they're legal. They're available. I'm just telling you my bias, my little buzzkill, and I always hope for the best. But I can tell you in my 30-year career, you see a lot of things that we won't mention here.
A lot of burns because of sparklers. Now I'm calling them sparklers.
Yeah, we'll get there.
And that makes sense because kids are the ones that play with them the most.
Yeah, and who's going to deny them?
Right.
That's the problem. Every time we go out on patrols or at every family function, every street party. So just be aware of their potential and dispose of them properly.
Okay, and we always have done, and you know, this is just me. You don't have to do it. We've always got like a 5-gallon bucket of water, and everything just goes in there when you're done with them.
Yeah, we'd like you to have that available. A hose would be great. They need to be all of your used fireworks, particularly those that malfunction, need to soak overnight. That's all we're asking you to do. Put them all underwater in that 5-gallon bucket and have a hose ready in case some grass or something starts on fire.
Just in case. So
just in case.
The 4th right now, there's no restrictions. We're cleared on the 4th, and that's just in Price City, though.
Yeah, that's all I'm responsible for making recommendations for, and I have my section of the county that I support, the county has their own rules and regulations, but for price, we're not having any restrictions. And we're looking forward to a good... People need this, right?
They do.
We've been through a lot. It's been a tough year.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to a safe holiday, Dave.
All right. Have we got anything else we need to touch on for 4th of July?
We're going to start putting stuff on our Facebook page. The stuff that we talked about today is already posted. Look there for tips. Talk about different things. I'm easy to find. Give me a phone call. You want me to come and talk to your civic group, I'll do that. Anything like that. I'm willing to do my part.
And one of the most important things, as you said, dependent upon what happens 4th of July, could change what's going to happen for the 24th.
And that's with every city in the Wasatch Front where I came from and probably in the country. The things that happen on the 4th, well, not the country because the 24th is a Utah thing, as we know. But, yeah, certainly it will impact what we do on the 24th. So be safe, and then the 24th will make it comparable.
All right. Hey, Chief Peterson, thank you for stopping in today. We appreciate it. And everybody get out there and have a safe and fun 4th of July.
And I enjoy seeing you again. It's
good
nice
to see you.
Good
to be back here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. That's Chief Fitzgerald Peterson with the Price City Fire Department. Now, for more information on this interview and others, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7.50 a.m.